Jay-Z and Beyonce in the headlines, plus Miranda Lambert and Miley Cyrus. Let's recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell is on Ralphie tonight. All of these rumors have been swirling all summer about Jay-Z and Beyonce possibly getting a divorce. What is Life and Style Weekly hearing, Andrew?
Well, we're hearing that it's Beyonce who is done with this relationship, and Jay-Z is begging her for one more chance. Now, all of our sources are telling us that Jay-Z has been the unfaithful one here, and he's in the wrong. So they're on tour now. They've got two counselors traveling with them, and this split could be really, really expensive for both of them, particularly Jay-Z. I mean, combined, they're looking at $1 billion together. So this is not just any divorce that could come about.
Andrew, after all, that's what happens when you got $1 billion going down the elevator, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's all very interesting. Well, hey, we'll see what happens, but hopefully Jay and Beyonce stay together, especially for their daughter, too. Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell and Ralphie tonight. Miley Cyrus in New York City. And what was she doing exactly in the city, Andrew?
Well, she was out of control. This girl knows how to party, and she was really living it up. She was at the Greenwich Hotel, which is kind of a low-key place. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are often there. People go there to be quiet and be private. Now, Miley was smoking pot, and she and her friends are swearing and jumping over furniture, and then she goes out to karaoke all night, and she was just causing a scene.
Wait, is this the hotel that they have the Rose Bar right or now?
No, this is a little bit further downtown, and it's in Tribeca, so actually connected to Robert De Niro's restaurant.
Oh, wow, and there's Miley smoking pot and making a ruckus. Oh, that's just great. That's real great. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. They're making a ruckus, causing a ruckus in Miranda Lambert's hometown. What happened to this billboard that was kind of honoring their own?
So as you drive into Lyndale, Texas, and I've done this, Ralphie. I've been to Lyndale, Texas. You see Miranda Lambert's face on this billboard that welcomes you. Now, somebody decided it would be funny to draw a mustache on Miranda's image. Well, the town was not happy. In fact, her father gave some quotes saying that, he's an ex-police officer himself, and he just thought it was somebody had done it for stupid reasons, and the whole town, because everyone's so proud of Miranda Lambert in Lyndale, Texas,
uh-huh.
And she opened up the Pink Pistol store there and has brought a lot of tourism and a boost to the economy. So defacing her image as you drive into town, the townspeople were not happy with that.
You don't want to mess with Texas. I'll tell you this much. You listen to Miranda Lambert's music, you don't want to mess with her either, though, for crying out loud. If those people get caught, well, I feel a little sorry for them. Hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Thanks for the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.